He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Friday, March 27th, and on this lovely day, I caught up with Texans owner, Mr. Bob McNair. If Mr. McNair just got back from California, he was attending the owners' meetings. And you know what? This is actually a very productive meeting for the NFL owners. They passed four player safety rules, and they proposed extending the NFL regular season to 17 or 18 games. So there was a lot going on there and a lot for Mr. McNair to address. He started out talking about those two issues, player safety and an extended schedule, and he also talked about the CBA negotiations and what he thinks will need to be done in order for an agreement to be reached. Of course, the collective bargaining agreement right now, it expires in 2010, and after that, there will be uncapped seasons. So here is Mr. Bob McNair, Texans owner, talking to me about the owners' meetings and what came out of them. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Texans owner, Mr. Bob McNair. Well, Mr. McNair, you just got back from the owners' meetings. How productive do you feel like the meetings were this year?
I thought they were very productive. They're very long, and we cover a lot of topics, and we start early and they finish late, and so you're exhausted by the time you get through. But I think it was very productive, and I'm looking forward to the draft coming up and this upcoming season. But I think the things that we're doing are constructive and will help improve the game.
Well, like you said, there were a lot of topics. One of them is player safety. Four new player safety rules came out. Considering that some Texans have gotten some illegal hits that have knocked them out of games, how important do you think those player safety rules are?
Well, I think they're very important. Someone asked, said, well, are you just making the game too soft? And so I asked him, I said, well, if you want to make it tougher, you want us to go out and play without a uniform, without pads, without a helmet? I mean, you know, we have helmets and pads for a reason. It's to protect the players. And the object of the game is to score more points than the other team. It's not to have more injuries on the other team than ours. I mean, that's not our sport. So what they're doing basically is trying to avoid hits from the blind side especially. But the hits would occur below the head and above the knee, so that you're trying to avoid those injuries that can occur when you get blindsided, and basically you're unprotected.
And there are quite a few of those last season. Well, another issue that was proposed is expanding the season to 17 or 18 games. What do you think of that proposal?
Well, I think that it has merit, and I think probably we will wind up expanding the regular season. You know, we play a 20-game season now, and four of those are preseason games, and we use those for preparation, and it's very important. And that's where you get to see the young players. But the players are in such good condition now when they report to training camp. It's not like it was 20 years ago, when 30 years ago, when players would come into training camp and they would use that as an opportunity to get in shape. They're already in shape. They're ready to play almost when they report in. So the question is, how many of these games do we need? And we're trying to look at ways to increase the value for our fans. And by increasing the number of regular season games, reducing the number of preseason games, we think that would add some value. There is one misconception. Some people think that the players don't get paid for the preseason games. That's not true. They get paid the same for preseason as they do for regular season. So they're paid for 20 games. They don't start getting their checks until the regular season starts. So you're cutting their total compensation up into 17 checks instead of 20. And that's the way that works. But they're all getting paid full amount. Others think that the reason that we still have four preseason games is that the local franchise gets to keep all the revenue from preseason games, and so the owners don't want to cut that back. And that's not true either. We share in the revenue. The only difference is on national television versus local television. Local television, we have those games that are preseason games. That revenue goes to the local club, and that's not shared nationally with the other clubs. Now, it goes into the salary cap, so the players get their share of it. And then with the regular season, of course, all those are national television contracts. So there are a few misconceptions, but I think the owners are in favor of expanding the regular season games, and I think we'll see that happen. What it would do for us is, number one, we want to do more international play, and that would give us another game that you could use it for that purpose. Or you could use it for a game at a neutral site without taking any of the home games away. We would still have 10 home games for our fans, and we would still have the 8 regular season games minimum for our fans here. So we wouldn't be taking anything away from our home fans if we did expand it. But we'll have to look at roster sizes, because probably there would be more injuries if we have more regular season games, because our starters would be playing more. And we might have to have 2 bye weeks instead of 1. And the game will extend over into February, so it would go a little longer in the year if we do this. So those are all considerations, and we'll have to figure out the best way to do that. But I think probably you will see an expansion of the regular season.
That's exciting, because, you know, the NFL has toyed with the idea of going back to Mexico City, so there are a lot of interesting things on the horizon.
Right. Well, the thing about it is, for us to play a regular season game there, then for our sponsors and our season ticket holders and what have you, they're losing out on a game, or they have to go to Mexico City or wherever it is. But if we had an extra regular season game, we could accommodate that without taking anything away from our sponsors or our fans.
Well, another big issue is the collective bargaining agreement. How do you think negotiations with that are going right now?
Well, the commissioner is the one who is speaking to the collective bargaining agreement, so I won't go into that. Other than to say, I think he's doing a fine job in getting everyone prepared, and I think that he has met with the new leader of the players union, and he's had one meeting with him, and he thinks he's a very intelligent person, and so hopefully, before too long, some negotiations will start.
Will that new head of the players union, DeMaurius Smith, have gotten a chance to talk to him, or what are your impressions of him, and what do you think are going to be the major roadblocks in those negotiations?
Well, I haven't had a chance to meet with him, and I think that, that there are going to be a number of issues that have to be addressed, and the bottom line for clubs, to simply state it, is what the commissioner said at our meeting. Our expenses have been growing at 7% a year for the league, and our revenue's been growing at 6%. Well, that's eating into your margin, and after a while, you're out of business if you don't do something about that. So we have to look at all of our expenses, and we are doing that, and we're cutting back on the number of positions. We haven't had any layoffs for the Texans, but when we have open positions, we're not going to fill those this year. And we're looking at the size of our coaching staff and our scouts, and we're going to have to cut back on some of those things. But we're just like all of our fans, we just have to tighten our belt a little bit, and yet at the same time not do anything that would diminish the quality of the game.
Well, you're speaking to the economics, which is a reality for everyone, for the Texans, for the league. How do you think the league is handling the economic downturn?
Well, at the league office, they've cut back the number of positions by 10%. And the commissioner, he suggested that his bonus that he had earned be reduced by 20%. And, I thought that was tremendous. Not many people do that. But he felt like he needed to set the example for everyone else. And so he has done that. So we're trying to prepare. We have some of our sponsors that are having difficulty now. And, some of them might go into bankruptcy. And so that will hurt us. But most of our sponsors are taking steps to see that their business is healthy going forward, and they're happy with the value that the Texans bring to them, and so we spend time trying to determine how we can add more value for our sponsors.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.